from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Fame and coolness can be fleeting unless it results in a criminal record. That's for life. That's the warning from Timmins Police to the city's high school students about the online TikTok challenge. Taking up the challenge, damaging school property, or hurting someone could result in charges and a criminal record. Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says all the local high schools are concerned and report washroom vandalism.
Obviously, this challenge posted on TikTok has gained some unsavory attention, some momentum locally, so we're hopeful to halt this in its tracks as best we can.
A criminal record could make finding a job or traveling difficult. Two more COVID-19 cases in Porcupine Health Unit territory are resolved, so five are currently active. No new cases have been reported from the last 24-hour reporting period. The pandemic is taking a toll on the bottom line of small businesses, something the MPP for Timmins brought to the legislature. Gilles Bisson said the Chamber of Commerce and its small business members are asking for government money.
These businesses are the backbone to our community. I think we all understand that. And we need to make sure that we provide them with the support that's necessary to allow them to get through this particular phase of the pandemic.
Bisson says traffic to the businesses is down and they're saddled with having to screen customers who do show up. The federal conservatives aren't on board with the new mandatory vaccination policy for the House of Commons. The cross-party Board of Internal Economy announced yesterday that anyone entering the House precinct will have to be vaccinated when Parliament resumes on November 22nd. There will be limited medical exemptions, but those people will still have to provide proof of a recent negative COVID-19 test. Conservative officials say they don't think it should be up to a committee of MPs to decide who can and cannot enter spaces on Parliament Hill. The Liberals, NDP, and the Bloc say their MPs are all fully inoculated, but the Conservatives won't say how many of theirs are. And finally this afternoon, Queen Elizabeth has cancelled a trip to Northern Ireland on the advice of doctors. Buckingham Palace says the Queen has reluctantly accepted the medical guidance. The palace won't offer any further details, but the decision is not because of a COVID-19 related illness. The 95-year-old monarch was photographed using a cane last week at a public appearance. She's resting at Windsor Castle, where she's been for most of the pandemic. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.